Well, there's a famous saying that says the only difference between success and failure is the ability to take action to do. The challenge is that sometimes we don't feel like doing anything, especially if it's hard or uncomfortable. So how can we push ourselves to do the things we don't sometimes want to do? Well, life coach, mentor, speaker, author Jonathan Doyle joins me now with his thoughts. Good to be chatting with you, Jonathan.
Hi, Tim. Great to be back on. Thanks for having me.
Why do we find it so hard to do the things that we don't want to do?
Such a great question. Recently, I've been reading Jordan Peterson's new book, and he makes a really interesting point where he says, often we frame the question the way you've just framed it, but he said, you can flip that question upside down and ask, why is it that some people don't have that problem? Why do some people find it really easy to do things? So the first response is, one of the things we can do is look at people who don't have this problem and identify the things that they do, the beliefs that they have. It's a classic modeling technique. That's one strategy, but to directly answer your question about why we find it hard, it's really simple. We are, as much as we are spiritual creatures, we're also very biological, and we have evolved with one great big preoccupation, which is self-preservation.
Right.
So we've evolved to sit around and do as little as possible, as much as possible. So getting ourselves to actually step out and do things that are, you know, unpleasant or difficult or challenging, there's a big part of our subconscious, of our animalian brain, that just wants to sit on the metaphorical couch of life and do nothing.
Right.
So the first thing is that you're pushing up against biology, you're pushing up against evolutionary history. So if you want to change that, you're going to have to do different stuff to what most other people do.
Now, I don't feel like it. I mean, that would be one of the biggest reasons or one of the biggest excuses that a lot of us, I just don't feel like it. So what's your response to that to counteract that? Because obviously we know it's not necessarily about feelings. And again, if we relied on our feelings, we probably wouldn't do much at all.
Yeah, look, I had a beautiful quote from Plato where he said that our feelings are excellent servants, but they're terrible masters.
Yeah.
People may have heard that before.
Right.
So our feelings will often give us a good indication, but we're complex. Half the time we feel all sorts of crazy things. Like if somebody cuts you off in traffic, we have very strong feelings of wanting to do terrible things, which we don't act on. So to answer your question, how do you respond to I don't feel like it? The first thing is I often say to people, if you wait for feelings to show up to do anything important, you could be waiting a very long time. So people have got to get this big insight that so much of the time we will not feel like doing the things that actually we really need to do. So sometimes when people get that single insight, they go, oh, you mean it's normal to not want to do this? I go, yeah, of course it is. Now, you can set up your environment. We can talk about that in a sec. Set up your environment and pull a bunch of strategies and life hacks that can get you to do things better. But often the feelings just won't be there. So the question for people is, okay, if the feelings aren't going to show up, what do you do next anyway?
So then let's move on and follow that on. What do you do then? If we don't feel like it, but we know that we should do this, how do we then convince ourselves, make ourselves, force ourselves to actually do something we don't want to do?
Okay, a few key thoughts. The first one, which I push everybody to in pretty much any speaking or coaching context, is to say that clarity is key. And there's a great story I read a few years ago about a father who was a plumber, and his daughter had an incredibly obscure disease that was really, you know, impacting her quality of life. And in this incredible story, I've saved it somewhere, but he basically went to medical school. He went from a plumber, put himself through medical school, did postgraduate work, became a researcher, and literally figured out the cure for her disease.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, it's an amazing, it's an incredible story, and I do have the link in case any listeners ring in and say he made that up. I do have the link somewhere in my files. But basically, what's my point? You know, do you think he felt like going to medical school or felt like doing the extra study? Why did he do it? Because he had a deeply compelling reason.
Right.
So the first thing people have to do, which most humans don't ever really do in life, is get clarity is what actually matters. You know, people go, I want to get fit, or I want to lose weight, or I want to, you know, make $1 million. But people never get clear on why. I mean, one of the classic strategies in personal development is called chunking up, which is to say, someone says, I want to get fit. And I say, why do you want to get fit? Well, I just do. That's not an answer. Tell me why. And people go, well, I'll feel better. And then you ask questions like, what will you get when you feel better? What will you get when this happens? And you move people up to the highest values that they have, you know, and they start to get clarity on why it matters. So step one is clarity. So get the clarity. The second thing is just around habits. Habits still remain very powerful. just start with getting some habits in place, just small things. If you can get those first couple of wins, you know, if you want to get fit, if you can just get the habit of walking around the block for 7 days, you're on your way. Another effective way to do the things you don't want to do is to set up your environment in a really good way, which is get fit with friends or get around other people who are interested in the same things. Like, so much of our behavior is conditioned by environment and conditioned by habits. If you get around good people who are doing the things, you know, that you want to do, you'll tend to come up to that level. So clarity, habits, and environment.
Okay. In a recent podcast, you mentioned activation energy. Can you explain that to us?
So this is actually empirical. This is like a scientific principle, that like a chain reaction. Like, you know, you can set off a piece of dynamite with a small match. You often can create a big result, but what you need is that initial bit of energy. So often people go, well, I should study or I should go to the gym, but they immediately conceptualize the whole thing, and then their brain just goes, well, that's too much, I don't want to do it. Activation energy is like that snowball at the top of the hill. If you can just get it to move, then momentum will take over. So often what people need is just to get started, just to actually begin. So activation energy is simply, what is the first next small step that people can make that will move them forward? So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been chatting about doing the things we want to do this morning with life coach, mentor, speaker, and author Jonathan Doyle. Jonathan, if people would like to connect with you, social media, Facebook, website, what's the best place for them to do that?
Pretty much everywhere. Jonathan Doyle, you do a search anywhere, you should find me. Instagram is a big favourite, Jonathan_Doyle.co. My website is simply JonathanDoyle.co. And you can find me Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else. So if people want to reach out and say hi, that'd be great.
All right. Encourage you to do that. And Jonathan, we'll chat to you again soon, mate. Thanks for your time.
Love it, Tim. Thank you.